Tuttle Report with Brett Baer.
We don't want to see them rush to sell those materials if, as we all anticipate, the Trump administration is going to be using them. We'd be selling them for just pennies on the dollar. We want them to actually explain what their next steps are and why they may be going forward with these sales.
The Biden administration abruptly shut down most border wall construction in 2021 and began selling off parts of the wall in 2023. New York City police investigating what caused a fire that burned a man last night inside New York's Penn Station. He's hospitalized after being found with burns on his legs and upper body. The New York Post reports the man is homeless. The incident comes less than a week after an illegal immigrant allegedly burned a woman to death on a New York City subway. America is listening to Fox News.
Had you covered this election?
Brett Baer joins us now. Former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy joining us on the Will Cain Show. Tommy Lahren joins us now.
It's the new must-listen podcast in America.
I think sanity, I'm hoping, is going to win today.
What they did was the biggest miscarriage of democracy, I think, in my lifetime.
I see a victory for Donald Trump. I see a victory for America.
The Will Cain Show. Listen and watch now at WillCainShow.com. Bringing forecasting grit to the gridiron. Fox Weather is storming the field with the risk of weather impact on the hottest NFL matchups all season long. Delivering unmatched insight from the leader in weather news and how the forecast could affect your favorite players. We are taking you right into the end zone with Fox Weather's exclusive weather forecasting technology and the risk of weather impact for every single game of the regular season. Listen to Storming the Field every Friday on Fox News Podcast.
Thinking of building a pole barn, garage, home addition, or deck? Think of Hendricks Farmers Lumber Company. They're your one-stop building headquarters. They can draw up your plans, figure an estimate free. They do houses, additions, cabinetry, floor coverings, and garages. Hendricks Farmers Lumber Company for all your building needs, paints, building materials, fencing. Give them a call at 507-275-3359. That's area code 507-275-3359. For all your building needs, it's Hendricks Farmers Lumber Company, located downtown Hendricks, Minnesota.
Here's your Q92 country weather for western Minnesota and eastern South Dakota. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 45. Southwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Lows level off around 28, with fog in spots tonight, overcast skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds with fog at times early tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 42. Daytime highs approaching 32 Monday, with a slight chance for snow. 26, cloudy skies expected Tuesday. Looking at the long range, 19 Wednesday, 15 Thursday, and 12 on Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly on Q92 Country. Currently 34.
News and weather has been brought to you by Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Hendricks, Minnesota.
Prairie Sun Bank is your community bank, helping you turn your dreams into reality, offering four locations to serve you better. Prairie Sun Bank will be your partner when you buy a car, a home, or make farm operating decisions. We are here for you with trusted advice and quality service that you can count on, making banking easier with the latest in technology while still providing that small-town personal service that you have come to expect. Bank with Prairie Sun Bank, located in Appleton, Milan, Marietta, and Browns Valley.
It's 9:05 at Q92 Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Time for the Saturday show brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, the Country Butcher in Dawson, and Madison Bottling Company. Now the Coach's Show with Dick Newman and Paul Ramo.
Good morning, and welcome to the Lacaparo Valley Coach's Show. Dick Newman bringing a report again this morning with Paul Ramo at his usual position at the control panel. Start things off talking wrestling, and over the Christmas break were some teams had events and all, but just practice for the wrestlers. But the last Saturday before the Christmas break, Team United was in a two-day tournament in Redwood Falls, the annual Redwood River Riot, with 34, 36 teams in there, and pretty good showing. Took 10 wrestlers out of the 13 weight classes, and ended up, I believe, in fifth place, Hank.
Yeah, it was a good showing for us. Fifth place is a good result out of 35 teams. It's a big tournament, and yeah, we wrestled fairly well.
Okay, let's go through the results.
Yeah, it started on Friday, and there was actually a ninth grade league team duels that went on, so our younger guys got some matches in, and they went 1-1 on the day, on the dual meet side on Friday, so that was good for them to get a win. Yeah, we had some guys gone. We got a lot of sickness and illness going through the team right now, so it's maybe a good time to kind of get that out of the way right now when we're not competing really. But yeah, we missed some guys last week, so we had some opens for the ninth grade league, but Luke Boffin and Mike Coyle had those guys wrestling well, and they beat TMB, they beat them, and then they lost to Marshall, so they're 1-1 on the day on Friday. And then Saturday, Luke and Mike had them wrestling over on the JV side, and we had some pretty good results over there. Ivor Heinrich, he took second place. Trent Boffin took third on the JV side, and Thatcher Bowman took second. Aiden Olson took third. Teddy Boffin he got first place over on the JV side. Jeffrey Denharting got third. A few other results. Gabe Lowry got second. Kyan Mosing got third. Bentley Boffin got third. Brian Rohde got first. That's just some of the JV results from Saturday. So good to see them get some matches in and have some success over there.
Yeah. Okay.
Then on the varsity side, we started on Friday and finished on Saturday. Two-day tournament. Tough tournament, too. A lot of highly ranked teams, tough wrestlers up and down all the brackets. You know, no round's going to be an easy round for you. It's going to be you're going to have to earn every advancement. Eli Olson, he was our lone champion on the tournament. He was 4-0 with major decisions every single round. So that was a great tournament for Eli, and he's 14-0 on the year, and wow, he's really rolling. It's nice to have that start for our team with Eli. Yeah. Like I said, 14-0 on the year, and he ended up getting his 75th career win in the finals. So that was a big win for him, and that's only a Team United's, I think, fourth ever champion at this tournament. So that's a very, very good accomplishment for Eli.
That's for sure.
And Gavin Mortensen wrestled at 121 for us. He went 3-2 on the day and took fourth place. Good tournament for Gavin. You know, he wrestles hard every match he's in, and that was good for him to come out with a medal. Grayson Olson went 1-2 on the weekend. He was in the quarters, and he was winning up by about 4 or 5 in the quarters on his way heading to the semis, and ended up slipping and ended up losing that match and losing the next one to another close match. So he wrestled very well, Grayson did, but just a little short of placing. Then Braden Jaden had a tough bracket and went 0-2 on the day. Ben Gunlickson, he went 4-1 on the day or on the weekend, and ended up getting second place match in the finals, 6-5 to a tough Connor Peterson from Maple Grove.
Yeah, I think he's ranked in the state in AAA.
Yeah, he's ranked pretty high. So that was a good tournament for Ben. I know he's maybe a little disappointed with coming in second, but that's a tough tournament. You got to earn every single match, and Ben ended up getting his 175th career win. So that was quite the accomplishment for him. He's looking to chase down his brother, who had 199. So it's out there for him to go get.
Right.
Then Tygan Long went 1-2 on the day. Cameron Saffer, he had a real tough bracket. He went 4-1, ended up getting third place. I think he was a little disappointed that he ended up seeing the eventual champion in the semis. Thought that maybe should have been the finals, the way the results looked, but that's the way the bracket was, and Cam wrestled tough. He lost a 7-6 match in the semis to the eventual champion, Gibson from Oaxaca, match could have went either way, too. So right there, you know, 1 or 2 points away from having, you know, 3 champions instead of just the one, but those boys wrestled well, and it was a good tournament for Cam. Noah Meyer was our next one at 189. He went 2-2 on the day, lost a tight match again, you know, in the consolation round, one match away from placing. But Noah looked good. He wrestled smart, and he's coming down a weight class, too, so he's wrestling guys that are a little bit bigger than what he's going to be used to here pretty soon, so good tournament for Noah. Then Landon Olson, he went 2-2 on the day as well and was one match away from placing. Got caught in a headlock in the consolation round, one match away from placing, like I said, but Landon's been wrestling very well and looking to build on his senior year here. Then at heavyweights, we had Carson Gareppi. He went 4-2 on the day and ended up taking sixth place, so that was another meat grinder for Carson. Had to battle his way back and ended up placing sixth, so that was good to see him get a medal for Carson. He keeps building his year up too, you know, he keeps getting better and better as the weeks go on, so that was good to see. And yeah, like I said, the team placed fifth, which is, that's a tough tournament to place in the top five, and you know, we know as a team that we left some matches out there and we didn't have our full lineup, so we put everything together, we're right there in the top 2-3, which is where you want to be.
Yeah, and a lot of the local teams besides yourself were in the top 10 as well.
Yep, Marshall, New Ulm were up there. Canby ended up just passing us for fourth, and Holdingford won it. They won it pretty convincingly, so they got a real tough team.
Yeah.
So hats off to them.
Yep. Okay, well, that finished out the 24th part of the season, and you had practice, obviously, throughout the last week and a half, and you have nothing when school begins again on Thursday, but a week from today, you're in the annual border battle between South Dakota and Minnesota, and I think there's four teams from both states, and that tournament is in Milbank. That's always a fun tournament for Team United.
Yeah, it's always a fun one to come back from the break on. You see South Dakota teams that you don't usually see, and they don't know us. We don't know them. We just show up and run good matches in, and there's a few tough teams there. I know Harrisburg, they're usually ranked pretty high. Sioux Falls Jefferson is ranked high in South Dakota. Milbank will have some tough individuals, and Sioux Falls Washington will have some tough ones too, so it'll be four good duels for us, and they have a few different weight classes than Minnesota, so we'll have to adjust our weights to them. And they have 14 weight classes instead of 13, so we'll have to plug one more guy into the varsity lineup.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be, we'll have, we'll get some guys down to the weight classes where they maybe will feel a little bit more comfortable, feel a little bit bigger than instead of going up weight class. A few guys into the lineup that couldn't quite make it because we weren't down to weight yet, and get a few guys back from injury. I know Holland Shocker is ready to come back now. That'll be a big addition for the team.
Good.
That'll be nice to try to get everyone back in there. We had practice all this week. We had a few guys miss practice because of Christmases. A few guys miss practice because of illness. We got a lot of bugs going around the room right now, so we're trying to clear that out, get that out of the way now, and hopefully get ready to go next week.
Okay. What is up after that tournament in Milbank next week?
We got practice all next week, then Saturday we're in Milbank, and then after that I think ninth grade league goes to Granite on Monday, and then I think we're off until Friday when we go to Annandale, and we see Becker's up there. Becker's, I think they were ranked number one in the state in AA, and Annandale, Maple River, they were ranked in the top 10 as well.
Right.
And then Rockford is there as well.
Okay.
So it'll be three good duels on that following Friday night. That'll be a good test for us.
Okay. Well, I guess we probably won't have a report next Saturday morning because you'll be in Milbank, but we'll catch up with the results from that and the other dual meets in the following week on the Coaches Show 2 weeks from today.
Sounds good. I look forward to it.
Okay. Thanks for the report, and best of luck. That's Hank Ireland on wrestling. We'll take this break and
Robin.
Talk boys basketball with Robin Rademacher after this.
Sparkling ice water. Goodbye, plain. Hello, plain awesome. Sparkling ice is a fizzy, flavorful, and not bland beverage without all the calories. They're one of the biggest brands in the sparkling water category. If you're looking to put a little sparkle in your step, look no further than the delicious lineup of waters. Sparkling Ice, distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
Your weekly specials at the Country Butcher in Dawson, New York strips, $10.99 a pound. Whole cooked netted lobster, $20 a pound. And the Country Butcher is taking ham and oyster orders. Plus, Montevideo people, get your orders in now for next week's delivery. Delivery location is Senex Travel Plaza, Mondays at 6 o'clock. Call 320-769-2238 to order. The Country Butcher, located downtown Dawson.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
See a movie at the Grand Theater in Madison, showing Friday, December 27th through Monday, December 30th in Theater 1. It's Moana 2 from Disney, rated PG. That's Moana 2 in Theater 1. Held over for the final weekend in Theater 2, you can enjoy the best Christmas pageant ever, rated PG. That's the best Christmas pageant ever in Theater 2. Both show once nightly at 7, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at the Grand.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We're going to turn our attention to Lac Parle Valley Boys Basketball and with head coach Robin Rademacher. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing great. Did you have a good Christmas?
We did. We had a very low-key family and just some stuff like that. So it was nice weather, and it was fun to have some time with the family and friends like that.
Yeah. Well, you got a little break here, but the boys, I think you played a game last week, and you got a game in Friday.
Yep, yeah, we did. You know, we took some time off with the holidays. We could have had practice on that Monday after a tough loss with Benson on Friday night, and we just said, you know what, it's a long season. We thought we'd give the kids a little break, and we came back and had practice on Thursday. And it was a rusty practice, and that's kind of be expected when you take some time off like that. The kids were tired and things like that. And then we had a short turnaround, and we turned around and we went to Lakeview to take on a Nicollet team that is somebody that we've never seen before. And that's always fun for me. I like playing against different teams. You know, we got a great conference and things that you get to see teams all the time, but I enjoy getting the face against different competition, and it was fun for our kids.
Yeah, that's right. And that was in Lakeview. That was a pretty good size holiday tournament in Lakeview, wasn't it?
Yeah, they got a lot of different teams from different areas. You know, some local teams, obviously Lakeview in there. Ortonville played Benson. Ourselves were there, but then they bring in some other teams, and that's what I'm looking for. And I told Zach, the AD, if we can find some of these teams that we don't normally play, let's look to schedule them. And that was one that worked out, and it was a fun experience for our kids.
Okay, well, tell us all about that win then.
Yeah, we come out and it was just a little slow off the get-go. Holidays, you play that noon game, times like that. I always told the kids in the locker room, we're looking at getting ourselves ready for March, that Montevideo day. You know, if you're lucky enough to make it to that big Super Saturday in Montevideo, chances are you can play an afternoon game. So that's what I look for, games like that, and that was one of them. Nicollet comes in. I know they got the same record as we did. They were 2-4 on the season. Teams that they've played don't have the greatest of records, but hey, they got two wins, and we're sitting at the same spot, so we knew it was going to be tough. Got some film on them, watched. They don't have a senior on their team, so they were a younger team, but they had some nicer size kids. They had 6'3", 6'4", sophomore, juniors. Another kid inside was pretty big. Guards, we thought we maybe had a little bit of advantage with our senior guards, and that held out to be the case. True to that. Back and forth, we built probably a 9-3 lead early on and extended it. They cut it back. We had a nice rebound by Davis right before halftime, raced down and hit Matt Arndt for a wide open three-pointer, and we go into the locker room ahead 27-17. Thought defensively we're doing a nice job limiting them. We got to one shot. They hit a couple three-pointers in the first half. Some of the kids we thought could shoot, they did. You know, so we had that. Felt pretty good. Come out in the second half, a little flat. I give them credit. They made some adjustments. They jumped us a couple times on some traps early, caused some turnovers. We bounced back, pushed it out to probably a 15-point lead. Before you know it, within about a three-minute stretch, we were down one. And we called timeout. There wasn't a lot of X's and O's discussed in that 30-second timeout. It was more of a little gut check time, and we got after the kids pretty good. And they came out and responded. Next thing you know, and within about 4 minutes, we pushed it out to a 20-point lead. And from there, they made some baskets. We sealed it up with some free throws and come out with a 73-59 win.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good. You guys been putting up some points. You hit the 70s again?
Yeah, we have some guys that can really fill it up from the outside, and they did again yesterday, where they're able to knock down some three-pointers. We are going to rely on that a lot. That's just kind of who we are with the size of kids we have, but we have some really good shooters, and we're able to stretch the floor. We got them out of their zone finally later on, and that helped create some easier baskets for us cutting to the hoop. Just some scoring on the night. We had a really balanced attack again. Matthew Arndt led us with 24. Davis Patzer had 23. Brock Bjornhill, now off of injuries, playing again, got 10. Carson Besson had 9. Tygan Allpress had 7. And Carson Young didn't score a lot. You know, also we're plugging in Tanner Tilbury, excuse me, on that. You know, getting those guys in there. So we're playing, you know, 6-7 kids with the 8th, getting a few minutes here and there. If we got a little bit of foul trouble, Carson Young got himself in foul trouble in the first half. The one thing on the day, though, that was a little bit of a downfall is we had 22 unofficial turnovers. Still waiting on the stats to come in here. So we had 22 unofficial turnovers, and that's too many for us to have. And a lot of them are just, I call them A to B passes. And those are the ones we want to correct, because it's just a simpler pass. You're going to have turnovers in a game where you're pushing, you're looking at tempo, trying to make the extra pass for an open shooters. But one thing there I thought we wanted to clean up a little bit was that on the night. But overall, having the time off, coming out, playing an afternoon game, I was really pleased with the way the kids performed and coming away as a win.
All right. Yeah, good win there. And what's up next for the Eagles?
Well, we turn around, not much time off. We get the weekend off, and then we go on Monday. We travel over to SMSU, and we turn play in their holiday tournament. We go against Murray County Central, really long, a pretty good team, and that's going to be a tough test for us. But once again, it's a team that we could face if we make it far enough and into the section play, but a team that we don't generally see. We play them in football. We got a better of them last spring in baseball. We knocked them off in the baseball season, but we haven't played them in the basketball, so that'll be a fun one. Plus, the kids get to play on a nice college floor at SMSU. It'll be a good experience for them. Then we have a couple days off, and then we travel on Friday to Rockford, which is, you know, just east of Buffalo down by the metro area.
Wow.
They're loaded. They came out and played us last year, and they're looking for a return. And the easy thing would have been to do to maybe skip out, look to schedule somebody else, but it was pretty nice of them last year to drive out and play us when we were looking for teams. And so we're going to travel down there, and they're a 2A school. I think down the season they're 6-0, and that's going to be a tough test for us. So, you know, good competition, that's going to make us better. That's what we feel when we get later into the season.
Exactly. Okay, Robin, well, thank you for the report this morning, and best of luck on Monday down at SMSU. I believe that's a 12:45 start on Monday, it looks like.
Yep, that's correct. We got a JVers. Our JVers did get a win, too. They played Nicollet before us.
Oh.
You know, so that was fun for those kids to play there, and they're going to be doing the same thing when we go to SMSU, that they're going to play ahead of us, like at 11 o'clock, and then we tip off over at the college. They play at the high school, and then we play. So it's good for those kids to get in some playing time, too.
All right. Thanks a lot, Robin. We'll talk to you next Saturday then.
Absolutely, Paul. You guys have a great weekend.
Yep. That's Robin Rademacher, head coach of the Eagles. We'll take a break. Come back with more to Coach's Show after this.
Roses are red, violets are blue. It's party time, and happy new year to you. Have a fantastic new year from all of us at Q92 Radio, KLQP-FM. Celebrating 40 years on the air in 2023.
You can save big at Camby Drug and Gifts in downtown Camby. They're taking 40% off all Christmas items. That's right, 40% off all Christmas items at Camby Drug and Gifts. They're open Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, and Saturday they'll be open from 9 to 2. Camby Drug and Gifts says thank you for shopping local this holiday season.
Camby Drug and Gifts, a store full of treasures.
Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. Join me Saturday night from St. John's University when the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks take on the Albany Huskies. Both teams state ranked. The Blackjacks are ranked number 2 in Class A. They have a 5-1 record. The Albany Huskies ranked number Class AA. They're undefeated at 6-0. Going to be a great game Saturday night from St. John's University. The Blackjacks and the Huskies in boys basketball. Tune in. It's going to be a New Year's Eve party at the Marietta Fire Hall beginning at 4 o'clock with an undetermined end time. Play card and board games that will be available, or bring your own. Bring a dish or goodies to share if you wish. Non-alcoholic beverages will be available. This event is sponsored by the Marietta Hometown Committee.
And welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coach's Show. Let's talk Lacapara Valley Girls Basketball with Head Coach Dylan Erickson. Good morning, Dylan.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Have a good Christmas time with your family.
Yeah, it's always good to take a step back and relax a little bit and hang out with some family and catch up. You know, some we don't see as often as you'd like, so it's nice just to catch up and see how everyone's doing and just take that time to relax a little bit and for what the real reason is. So
yeah, that's right. I know you like the Timberwolves. How about the Timberwolves last night?
Yeah, finally getting back on track, maybe. Maybe this is the turning point, Paul, that we can get back on track with them, too. And,
yeah.
And, you know, we look back at a game like last night and come back like that, and then we can take off from here.
Yeah. Yeah, the Timberwolves, they were down 16, I think, with 2 minutes to go or something like that.
And yeah, pretty crazy. But maybe a game like that's all it's going to take, hopefully, because there's a, you know, we've been looking for, after coming off a year like last year, everyone wants to see that, and then us take another step. And we haven't seen it so far this year, but maybe last night was the turning point.
Yep. All right. Let's talk about your girls' basketball team. You're in Marshall, that holiday tournament. What do they call that, Borsches or something like that?
Yeah, the Borsches holiday tournament. The SMSU women's team puts that on and does a nice job.
Yeah,
basketball
they do.
All day for 2 days here.
I think all the,
today.
Most of the Camden, or some of the Camden Conference teams are all in that, playing non-conference games, of course, right?
Yeah, it's pretty heavy Camden presence there with, 6-8 teams between the 2 days, playing some games there and then, you know, getting some non-conference against some teams that you just normally wouldn't see and, you know, from farther south maybe or different areas and kind of meet up there. And it's kind of nice to see somebody different at that point, too, especially this time of the year.
Okay. Well, who'd you play?
We played Sleepy Eye. I played them a couple of years ago and, you know, not many girls back from that team, so it's new. Same with us, you know, so it was all new faces kind of seeing each other for the first time. We ended up beating them that year a couple years ago, and they had a couple nice players, and one went to SMSU and played, and so they lost most of those girls, and so it was a fresh team, and same with us, and like I said, so we didn't know a whole lot about them other than watching some film on them and kind of seeing what some of their strengths were, and you know, going into the game, feeling pretty comfortable about, you know, just how we matched up with them, I thought, you know, from a speed standpoint. You know, I knew they liked to play in transition really fast, but, you know, as far as the half court and us being, you know, their pressure and stuff like that, the matchup for us and a team that we could definitely play with and, you know, ultimately maybe come out with a win and whatnot. But
was that sadly, Sleepy Eye, you know, was that Sleepy Eye Public or Sleepy Eye St. Mary's or?
Public, yep.
Okay, public, okay.
Sleepy Eye Public there, so. Yeah, and you know, I knew just coming off break, it's kind of hard to kind of, you know, exactly where you're at, you know, with especially with Christmas falling in the middle of the week like this, you know, with trying to get some practice in, but yet still trying to give the girls their, you know, the time for family and you know, celebrate Christmas a little bit and things like that. You know, you just don't know exactly where you're going to be, you know, and then, you know, it's just, everyone can say it, but, you know, going to the big core like that, and it's basically, you know, I figure 5-6 more steps for every girl to take, whether you're going block to block, or you're getting to the three-point line, or baseline to baseline, you know, it's the court got at us, and, you know, they played, you know, if one thing we wanted to stop was them in transition, and the offensive rebounding was kind of how they score a lot of their points, and, you know, early in the game, you know, one of the big focuses was stopping him in transition, and that's kind of got away from us and gassed us a little bit early in that first 3-4 minutes of the game, and call a timeout to regroup and kind of, you know, remember, you know, this is what we're trying to do here and stop, and we did a better job throughout the game, but after we did a good job on that and cleaned that up, it was probably just our wind and getting our legs underneath us was probably the biggest thing, because it factored into our scoring. That's probably the limiting factor. It's fine if I had a really good looks, and even in the second half, you know, we kind of got what we wanted to. We got plenty of shots up. I think for the game we had like 45 attempts, and so we got enough attempts up and stuff, but we just didn't reward ourselves enough and execute, you know, and we got ourselves in spots to score and whatnot. So they got out early on us, 13-5 or something. We battled back. It was 14-11. We had a few different shots at the free throw line, got ourselves in some good positions, and then they kind of stretched the lead back to move it over half there. It was 20-13. So again, neither team really finding a rhythm offensively. They did early, you know, in transition, but once we slowed that down, they struggled to score. We just couldn't match them and, you know, and execute and score ourselves. But we had chances right there in the first half, you know, tie it, take the lead, and kind of jump out. And then the same second half too, real stagnant second half for us. We got a bucket, or Jalen made a couple free throws kind of early out in the second half, and then we sat at 15 points for a really, really long time and just never getting rhythm. But the whole time I'm sitting there talking to Sherb, and I'm just like, you know, at some point it's going to pop here. We're gonna get on a run here. You know, things are going to kind of, we're gonna hit a bucket here or something, and it's going to kind of turn things around. And we just never got that momentum going and got ourselves really back into the game after they kind of stretched it out before half by 7. We just never found our legs, and, you know, the energy maybe wasn't quite where I like to see it. And the effort was there, but the energy and some of the extra things, you know, we've been talking a lot about the little details and how they add up to the big picture and really can impact the game at a high level. And, you know, some of those small things, you know, communicating just an easy box out and going for a loose ball and just all the little things that add up and can play a big part in a game and turn a game around like this too is some of those little effort plays and making that right decision. It can add up, and we just never just waiting for it to pop, yep. And we just never could get any momentum or any rhythm going, really, especially offensively, because, you know, defensively holding the team to 52, you know, I thought, and they scored a few of them, you know, in the last 3-4 minutes there. You know, we had some other girls in, and they kind of kept theirs in. So, I mean, the gap looks a little bit wider than what it actually was, probably, but still, you know, it truly held them to 45-ish points, probably. So, you know, thinking that's a pretty good number that we can score at and be in any game that way. And like I said, just the rhythm offensively and stuff, we just never got any kind of sink and take off. So they ended up beating us 52-26 again. Just no extra, you know, step we had to get back in that game once we got down, and especially after that first half, and just pretty stagnant. And you know, that's something we got to work on, and, you know, a conversation we'll have going forward is, you know, how you want this rest of the season to look, you know, once you turn the calendar here. And we just got to put a little extra time in, a little more time and effort that way, and hopefully we can find our offense, which we can. I know, you know, legs part of it was a big issue for us. You know, we're not gonna beat anybody up and down the floor. You know, we had to play at our pace, and we did at times. We walked the ball up and, you know, got in nice sets and things like that we wanted to do. We controlled the pace after, you know, the first 5-6 minutes for the most part, but again, just didn't execute at a high enough level. You know, we were 0-for-11 from 3 with nice looks, and again, that some of that's just forcing some things, and some of that's just your legs, you know, shooting from outside like that. And sometimes the best way is just getting yourself to the free throw line and getting yourself to the rim and trying to find an easy one first to get yourself in some kind of rhythm. And then shot 8-of-34 from the field. So, you know, as a team, we're shooting under 20%. That's no matter what, that's really hard to win a basketball game that way.
That's
so,
right.
But again, I thought we handled the ball well. Our guards, you know, under that 25 turnovers, which is a nice mark for us. Still need to drop a few more off, you know. But again, otherwise, a lot of other nice things we did. But yeah, just offensively and kind of, you know, the little details, the talking, communication, and, you know, easy. We just kind of let slip a little bit, and they add up, and it did against a team like this where we thought we had a really nice chance to play with them and compete and to ultimately win.
All right, stats on the game.
Yeah, stats on the night. Maya Sawaski had 6 points for us and 4 rebounds. Did a nice job getting to the rim, got to the free throw line 6 times and whatnot. Brooklyn Olsen, again, kind of you know, with some of our injuries and whatnot, found herself in a little bit of a role there, especially not having a B-squad game, so having her for both halves. And, you know, I was really, really impressed with how she played, you know, especially her first, you know, real meaningful probably in an entire game, varsity minutes. And I thought she stepped up and did a heck of a job for us. And, you know, she had, yeah, like I said, 6 points and got to the free throw line, did some really nice things. And so really looking for her to build on this now and go forward. And really, she's earned these minutes. And, you know, going forward, hopefully continue that. And, you know, and hopefully that can push some other people, you know, forward too, and put a little more pressure so we can keep competing and getting better individually and as a team that way. So I just want to shout her out that she had a really nice game just stepping in like that. And she had 6 points for us. And
who was that?
And, Brooklyn Olsen.
Oh, Brooklyn Olsen, okay.
And had a rebound and a couple assists for us. Did a nice job moving the basketball. And I thought she just handled herself really well, you know, in a moment like that, just, you know, getting your first experience. And then Jalen Lee had 4 points for us and 4 rebounds. And Callie Kahn had 4 points and 11 rebounds. Kendall Shelstead had 4 points and a couple assists and a couple steals. And then Kayla Jan had 2 points for us and a few rebounds and a couple steals as well. Again, she had a tough task of handling their point guard all night. She's a nice, nice guard. And Kayla held her to 4 points on the night, and that's way under her average. She's a good ball player, and so give Kayla a lot of credit. She gave her a lot of fits offensively with her pressure and quickness and whatnot. So she did a really nice job defensively for us.
Okay. All right. Well, you get right back into it next week then.
Yeah, right back at it. So we, you know, we get a couple days off here again, and then we'll practice Monday, give a day off, and then back Wednesday. And then TMB comes to town on Thursday, back after break here, a stretch of conference and section games here, a really critical stretch for us, especially in the section standings. And, you know, we got a couple teams coming in, go back-to-back home games with TMB and Wabasso for the following Monday. You know, two teams we match up pretty well with and teams we think we can compete with and ultimately find a way to get a couple wins here, hopefully, and maybe we can start taking off after we flip the calendar and get some confidence underneath us and some rhythm and some energy back into us a little bit, and hopefully that can prolong us as we, you know, hopefully start playing our better basketball again here as we get to the back half of the year and playoff time, which it'll come fast.
All right. Well, it looks like the next couple weeks you got 3 home games in a row there, so you'll be living at home.
Living at home, and then we get on the road for a while, and then back home, and it's kind of flip-flop. But,
yeah.
It's always nice to be at home, too, and get comfortable, hopefully, and that's hopefully we can find our spark and kind of take off from there.
Okay, thanks, Dylan, for the report on the girls today, and we'll talk to you next Saturday then.
Awesome, appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, actually, I'll see you out Thursday. I'll be out there broadcasting.
Perfect.
that
okay,
game.
Okay, even better.
Yep,
we love when you have you out there covering us, so appreciate that.
All right, thanks, Dylan. Have a good day.
You bet. Go Eagles, you too.
Dylan Erickson, head coach of the Lockport Valley girls basketball team. We'll take a break. Come back with more of the Coach's Show right after this.
Hanson Dental Clinic, located in Dawson, would like to remind you that even when your kids are young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important, and you can help your children follow these guidelines for healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle. Floss every day. Use a fresh section of floss for each tooth. Move floss around teeth in a C shape. Slide the floss up and down between teeth slowly. And most importantly, have a regular checkup. And you can schedule your checkup today with Hanson Dental Clinic by calling 320-769-4756. That's 320-769-4756. Dr. Tom Hanson, Dr. Dentistry, Hanson Dental Clinic, located downtown Dawson.
Stop by Fiesta City Liquor in Montevideo and pick up some Coors Light 24-pack, 16-ounce, regularly priced $99. And register to win a beautiful ice fishing jacket from Coors Light to be given away at Fiesta City Liquor on January 2nd. Remember, gift certificates are available. New Year's Eve, they'll be open 9 to 10 p.m., closed New Year's Day. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from the staff at Fiesta City Liquor.
Dave Hickey and the gang at the Dawson Sentinel say, Happy New Year, everyone. May your new year be happy and successful, and may your efforts during the next year be rewarded 10 times over. They appreciate your business and look forward to serving you, bringing you the news in the new year at the Dawson Sentinel, downtown Dawson, Minnesota. Happy New Year.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We're going to turn our attention to Lockapaw Valley Dawson boy
Shadows Dance Team with head coach Carly Wager. Good morning, Carly.
Good morning, Paul.
Did you have a good Christmas with your family?
Yes, it was very good.
Everyone needed kind of a break, right?
Yes, it's always nice to have that break, but we're back at it. So.
And we're having warmer temperatures, too. You got to like that more.
Yes, yep. Don't have to hopefully worry about any snowstorms coming up.
That's right. Okay, well, we haven't talked to you for a couple Saturdays, but the Shadows have their season underway before Christmas break here, and we'll talk about, I think you got your home competition coming up this week, don't you?
Yes, yep, next Friday, so I'll give you details about that as well.
Yep, all right. Well, let's hear about how the Shadows have been doing this year.
Yeah, we've started off pretty strong. It's been a good start to our season. We had our first competition in Hutchinson on December 7th, and that was our first time competing at this Invitational. So it was a great time. We had our Varsity Jazz place second, and they came in behind Holdingford. The points were very, very close. We had actually beat Holdingford by a couple points, but the rank point is what determines the place. And so Holdingford was first, we were second, and then New London Spicer was third.
Okay. Yeah. Let's talk a little. What do the judges look for, Carly, in high kick?
Yeah.
That was Jazz, you said?
That was Jazz, yep.
Okay.
And so some of our higher point totals were in our visual effectiveness, and so that's kind of how the routine looks and moves on the floor, and then our difficulty of formation and transitions, and then our degree of accuracy. And so those were kind of our top points that we had beat Holdingford in. So, yeah, those are good areas to have strong points in, so then you don't have to do much changing for that. So, yeah, had our JV Jazz.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
What's the Jazz? Is there a theme to the Jazz, or what kind of routine is it?
Not really a theme this year. It is a slower, more kind of contemporary song, and so that's something new and different that we haven't done in the past before. So
okay.
New for us, but it's been scoring very well. So, yeah.
Good. Okay, and then JV, you said, had Jazz?
Yes. Yep, we had our JV Jazz team come to Hutchinson, and they placed first. And then Holdingford was second, and Bold was third. So that was their first time getting their routines out as well, too. So they had a very strong routine there, too. And then our Varsity Kick, they got first, and then Holdingford second, and New London Spicer third. So we had some really good, strong performances. We kind of just get to a point in the season where you've practiced, just feedback. And so it was nice to get some scores back and just kind of see, do we need to add difficulty? Do we need to tweak formations and transitions, add things? And so our routines are always changing throughout the season, kind of based off of the judges' feedback from each competition.
Right.
So, yeah.
And
it's
I would guess the goal there is to try to make it a little more difficult, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yep. Yep, you want to make it more difficult depending on where your scores are with that, and then try to add things that maybe are different or stand out, because a lot of the scores right now are so close together, and so it's going to be another tight year of those final placements. Mm-hmm. So,
as it is every year, right, Carly?
Yes, yep, exactly. Keep the girls motivated.
This section is the toughest in the state by far, I think. So.
It is, yes.
Well, that was a good showing in Hutchinson then.
It was, yes. And then the following weekend, we traveled to Bold for their competition. We only had two this year, with Christmas kind of being so close to the weekend. And so for Varsity Jazz, St. Cloud Cathedral was there, and they placed first. We got second, and then Wyoming got third. St. Cloud Cathedral was the Jazz team that won first at state last year, and so they're pretty good tough competition. And then Wyoming got second last year at state as well, too. So it was kind of fun to see where we placed against them. Point-wise, we were only 1 point away from Cathedral, and that's kind of been the closest we've ever have been since they came to our class, and so we're pretty excited about that. And we've added some good difficulty and other kind of choreography things to help kind of beef up our routine a little bit. So we're excited to compete against them again in the coming months. So yeah,
good. Anything else more on the bold competition there?
Yep, we had our JV Jazz there as well too. They received first place, and followed by St. Cloud Cathedral, and then Crosby Ironton got third for JV Jazz, and then Varsity Kick got first place, followed by Crosby Ironton was second, and then YME and Cathedral tied for third, and then YME beat them in a tiebreaker. And so Crosby Ironton's really coming to the forefront, and so they're going to be a fun team to kind of look out for. So, yeah, we'll kind of see where that goes.
Well, they had a long road trip, didn't they?
They did, yes.
Wow.
And then our JV Kick, they debuted their routine at Bold, and so they ended up placing first as well. And then Crosby got second, and Cannon Falls got third. So, yeah, it was a really good competition. They gave out cupcakes for that, so we were eating good on Monday.
Sugar high.
Yes, exactly.
You know,
makes it more fun.
Right. So those are your two competitions before the Christmas break then, right?
Yes, yep.
And then why don't you just, maybe some of our listeners don't understand how scoring goes for dance, but, you know, you get the results from the judges, right, like you were just mentioning earlier, that where you can see where you need to improve, right?
Yes, they have a rating scale from 1 to 10, and so they 5 is average, and so you kind of either go up or down from there based on your routine. And so, yeah, it kind of gives you an idea of where you can improve and where you're kind of doing good at. So they don't give you, like, handwritten notes or verbal feedback, but it's just kind of based off the score sheets.
Okay. So take us into a practice after a competition when you know what you need to work on and stuff. I mean, do you work with the – now, you have a kind of – it's not captains this year, right? It's like a team, leadership
team? Yep, we have a leadership team, yep. And so they had dance on varsity for at least a year, and then they expressed that they want to be – if they're interested in being on the leadership team, and then they submit kind of like a – of expressing how the juniors and seniors – that can apply to be on the leadership team, and they have various roles throughout the season. And yeah, it's been working really well for our team, and they just kind of help lift each other up and support the team. So yeah, we, after our each competition, we kind of analyze our video, kind of like how other sports do. They maybe watch tape and stuff, and so we see which areas we need to maybe drill a little more and spend a little more time on. And so, yeah.
Well, you also had some performances at basketball games, and I got an opportunity to watch the high kick.
Yeah.
I was really impressed. It looks very impressive, Carly.
Yeah, it's kind of a different vibe this year, kind of more of a motivational, fierce vibe for varsity kick. So, yeah, it really motivates the girls when they hear those motivational lyrics.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Good. Well, tell us what's happening this week then.
Yep, and so we have our annual invitational this year. It's going to be at Lacaparo. And so if you're curious about what a competition is like, we encourage you to come and check this one out, since it's close to home and it's fairly shorter than an all-day Saturday one. And so the doors will open at 4 with the jazz competition starting at 5. Usually it gets pretty full in there, so you'll maybe want to show up closer to 4.
Yep.
Yeah, a lot of good fans come in and support, so that's awesome.
Yep. On
Friday, January 3rd, yeah.
Okay, yep. Out at Lacaparo Valley, okay.
At Lacaparo, yep. And then the kick competition will start roughly about 7, and then with awards around 8:30. We'll have performances from the Valley Dance District, and then just for kicks, Dawson. So they'll have their girls come and perform at halftime, too, so that's always fun to see.
Okay,
and then we have...
Then it's going to be a full gym.
It is, yes. Yeah, it's fun to have them come and perform at our competitions. We enjoy that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the Shadows will be sponsoring a taco feed, walking taco feed. So that'll be $10, and you'll get a walking taco bar and then a pop or water. So we'd love to have you come out and support the teams that are going to be there this year. Are Bold, YME, Canby, Mineota. Holly is going to be there this year, so that's fun. That would be Lisa's daughter, Grace Johnson, and then Hannah Johnson. They were former Shadows, so their team's going to come. And then Montevideo, McCray RCW, Lakeview, and Worthington. So it'll be a good, strong competition, and we're really excited to host them.
I guess. Wow, that sounds fun. So that's January 3rd. At what time do the doors open, roughly?
4 o'clock, yeah.
4 o'clock, okay. Sounds fun, Carly. That'd be great. Then what's after that, do you know?
Yep, so then we travel to just the JV's going to go to the Montevideo competition that following Friday, and then we travel to St. Cloud Cathedral, where we'll have pretty stiff competition there, too. So it'll be good to see where we fall in place there. So, yeah.
Okay. All right, Carly, thank you very much for the report on the Shadows this morning. We appreciate it, and best of luck Friday, a home competition. So.
Yes, thank you for having me, Paul.
Yeah, Carly Wager, head coach of the Shadows. We'll take a break, come back more to Coach Show after this.
This is Julie Olson, family nurse practitioner at Johnson Memorial Health Services. May the warmth and love of the season fill your hearts and home. On behalf of all of us at JMHS, best wishes for a Merry Christmas and a
New Year's toast from everyone at REC, Minnesota Valley Co-op Light and Power Association, headquartered in Montevideo. In the coming year, may your trials be trivial, your days be sunny, and you and your family be blessed with good health and good humor for the year to come. At REC, Minnesota Valley Co-op Light and Power Association, they wish a happy new year to all.
Welcome back to the Culture Show. Well, another Culture Show, last one for this year, I guess. And like I did last week, for the entire coaching staff at Lacaparo Valley, wishes you and yours a happy new year. Hopefully 2025 will be a better year than 2024, which wasn't a bad year at all. So we are spoiled by the weather here again, just like we were. I think a couple days ago, a year ago, was 56 degrees here. So I remember my sump pump started working in December last year. Well, we'll finish off the year with three Dick Newman sick jokes. The roundest knight at King Arthur's Round Table name was Circumference. He acquired his size from too much pie, P-I. Number two. No matter how much you push the envelope, it'll still be stationary. And number three, a small boy swallowed some coins and was taken to the hospital. When his grandmother telephoned the hospital to ask how he was, the nurse said, "No change yet." Thanks for listening. Tune in again next Saturday morning. And just remember, you don't have to play a sport to be one.
Great music for Bellingham, Marietta, and Nassau on Q92 KLQP-FM.
Sophie.
say we never tried. Angel, you're beautiful, yeah. But ain't it time we said goodbye? Angel,